Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 14th, 2017. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, if you're ready to make it happen in your business and life, you're listening to the right radio show. All this month, during the month of August, I'll be sharing with you the power of workflow. You know, it's time to be the CEO of your business and also learn how to get things done, leveraging the talent and potential of other professionals, right? But we must also understand and know how to properly prepare and plan our workflow as well. Now, we have about 5 to 6 months left in this year. Actually, we're on the 5th month now, 5 months left for 2017. And still, there is much time available to accomplish some of your goals, to achieve a certain level of success. And so this is not the time to give up and go lax on yourself, but this is a time where you have to tighten up and make a commitment to be the CEO that your business needs. So we're going to be discussing today on our hot topic, prioritizing your daily workflow. Now, again, all this month, we're talking about the power of your workflow and how important that is, but you've got to know how to prioritize that. So I'm going to be going back over some basics, but it's something that I think we all need to be reminded of. So it's important to get your pen and notepad out, and if you can, go ahead right now and share the show with at least one person that you know needs support, needs to be in a positive environment to hear some things for their business that they can put to use right away. So very important that we bless the lives of others and let other business women know about Successful Woman Radio, okay? So other things that we'll be doing and talking about today, of course, I'm going to give you the 5 questions to spark your abundance. We have another book excerpt from my book, The Science of Getting Rich, on page 36, How Riches Come to You. And then, of course, I'll be wrapping the show up with prioritizing your daily workflow. Now, don't forget, all throughout the month of August, and we actually started this in June, so June, July, and August, we've done the show at 30 minutes, okay? And then we'll pick back up for our regular 1 hour starting in September. But we'll be doing the show from 12 to 12:30 all for the rest of this month. But trust me, it is still packed with great information, again, that you can put to use. For those of you that have just dialed in, welcome, welcome. This is Trina Newby with the Successful Woman Radio Show, and we're here to give you information that will help you to start or grow your business successfully. And our theme all this month is the power of workflow. So let's go ahead and get started with 5 questions to spark your abundance. Number one, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? It's time for us to realize that although we have a marketing plan in place, and maybe some of you do not, and you know who you are, you need to be doing that, it's important to understand that we need to be going out there and identifying individuals that we would like to be our clients. Now, I know this all too well, and I want to use my own self as an example. Now, for those of you that don't know it, I also own a company, soloassist.net. And Solo Assist is a virtual assisting company, and I've owned it now for almost a year, doing extremely well. And it was a natural fit because I had so many clients that I was helping that needed a really good virtual service but not just a virtual admin, but they really needed the type of virtual assistance where you not only perform the administrative tasks, but you could also do some project management and understand what needed to be done. And so that is why I created Solo Assist. Now, one of the things that we have been doing is that we haven't been just marketing for customers, but we have actually been going out and identifying individuals that we feel would be good customers, a good match for our Solo Assist business. And one of the ways that we have done that is literally go on LinkedIn, we've been going on Facebook, and we have been reviewing different individuals' profiles to see what type of business they have, to see the type of reviews they get on their website. We've been going to their website. We've been looking at who's following them. And it helps us to have a better understanding of whether this person is active, right? And to know whether or not they need some type of service. And from there, we pretty much can then create a customized presentation and a strategy as to how we are going to introduce ourselves to that individual. So going out and finding your customers can be a challenge, but it's something that you will have to overcome. It's important for you to know the type of client or customer you are looking for, and it makes it a whole lot easier to go and find that customer. It helps you to understand what type of networking events that you need to be going to. It will help you knowing your client type will help you to also understand just how to market, how to speak to that particular type of client prospect. So it's very, very important that you realize this one simple rule, and then you will be able to start stirring up and manifesting and generating a lot of potential clients for yourself. Don't forget that. You must also go out. Don't just expect your marketing to do the work for you. Number two, what can I do to generate cash this week? Again, what can I do to generate cash this week? Well, ladies, let me just tell you one thing. As the CEO of your business, it's your responsibility to make sure that cash is coming into your business. If you don't have new cash, new money coming into your business every week, then it's going to put you behind and you're not going to realize a profit because you'll be spending money out for office supplies, for a lot of different things, the cost of doing business, but nothing is coming in. And, of course, that is a sure way of your business going down the drain. So we have to make sure that we are generating cash, and it has to be on a consistent level. So in order to do that, one of the things that I think is important for you as a business owner, because this helps me, is to have at the forefront of your mind exactly how much money you're trying to generate for this week. So where I said the word cash, you need to replace it with an actual dollar. What can I do to generate $500 this week? What can I do to generate $2,500 this week? Here's number three. In the five questions to spark your abundance, what can I do to be a better leader this week? Well, I want to just slow it down right here, and I want to go over the three roles that should be played in your business at all times as a leader, okay? And I'm going over this because it's going to act as a companion to what I talk about in a little bit, prioritizing your daily workflow. So for those of you that have not taken out your pen and notepad, make sure you go ahead and do this. For those of you that are longtime listeners, then this is a refresher for you because you know that I have mentioned this often on the show. So there are three roles as a leader that you should be concerned with in your business, and this is for all small business owners. The three roles include, number one, laborer, okay, number two, manager, and number three, entrepreneur, visionary. Now, these three roles are vital for the success of your business, and it doesn't matter whether you have employees, whether you have a large company, or if it's just you and yourself. It doesn't really matter. What you need to understand is that these three roles as a leader, you must make sure that these three roles are being played and carried out in your business every single day. Now, the laborer is the role that really implements everything and carries out the instructions of getting things done. So the labor role makes the gadgets, put things together, takes care of the end user, which could be your client or your customer. So that's the labor role. And then, of course, the manager role is the role that carries out the directives from the CEO. The manager makes sure that the company vision is carried out and ensures and supervises the labor role to make sure that all things are being implemented and that the customer or client is being serviced, right? Others that the manager takes care of could be the bookkeeping, managing the website, doing research, making sure that they are keeping on top of new trends for the business, managing the business and making sure that that the cash is being generated for the company, that the company is meeting its financial goals. So the manager can be taking care of quite a few things, right? But then you also have that last role that I mentioned, which is the entrepreneur visionary role. Believe it or not, that is the CEO role, okay? And that role is very vital and is the most important of the three. And why is that? Because it is that role, the entrepreneur visionary, the CEO, that is responsible for developing the vision of the company, giving the company its directives as to which way it is going. It is responsible for identifying the financial goals, how much money the company should be generating, for setting the number of customers or clients the company has. And that role also helps to determine what that marketing strategy is going to be. You know, how is the company going to push itself out there? What is the budget of the company? So that role is very, very vital. And oftentimes what I find in helping other clients from a coaching perspective is when that role is not played in a company, these are some of the symptoms that you will find as a leader will occur. You will find a gaping silence in your business. The phone isn't ringing. You're not getting emails. Something is awry. You will discover that you are out of touch. You're not out there networking. So you're not meeting new people. Your contact list isn't being refreshed with new connections. Your social media is not really up to date or being carried out on a consistent level. And the biggest point that you might notice is that your money is drying up. You're not seeing cash come into your business, or you're not seeing your products or services being sold. And this is a major issue, and this is something that I push all the time to get business owners to understand how important it is for these three roles. As a leader, you have to make sure these three roles are played in your company. So I want you to keep these three roles in mind as we will be discussing just a little bit later in the show, prioritizing your daily workflow. And you'll have some aha moments as we continue to talk about why it's so important for you to understand the power of workflow in your business. Let's move on with number four in the five ways to spark your abundance. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Again, this is one of those questions where you're going to have a difficult time answering this if you have not been out there networking, or if you don't have a good follow-up system in place to know what prospects or leads you should be following up on this week, right? And then lastly, number five, in the five ways to spark your abundance, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Again, what are ways I can market and promote my business this week? If you have a marketing plan in place, then you should have multiple ways that you can market your business. And you may want to look at your marketing plan and select some different ways that you have not tried in a while, or you may want to just clarify some ways that you're going to be marketing particular types of campaigns in your business. However, that's not going to help you if you really don't have a marketing plan in place. So I want to encourage you, if that is the case, to get back to that drawing board and go ahead and prepare your marketing plan. Ladies, remember, you have the power to create your streams of abundance, but it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action. And there you have it, 5 questions to spark your abundance. Take advantage of it and ask them of yourself as often as you need to. Okay, I want to again just do a quick station identification for those of you that have just tuned in. You are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Just a quick reminder, we're on for the rest of this month every Monday for 30 minutes only, 12 to 12:30, and then we resume our full one-hour schedule on every single Monday from 12 to 1. Just a quick reminder to let you guys know, okay? I want to go ahead and go on to the science of getting rich, attracting financial success through creative thought. And a lot of people have a lot of different opinions about this book, The Science of Getting Rich. I have read the book several times, and I will admit that it does take a few times to read the book to really get the gist of what the author is talking about. Perhaps it's because the book itself was written in the late 1800s, and because of that, it's a little bit difficult to understand. As a matter of fact, it was written in 1860. So some of the things that he's talking about, he uses a different expressions, words are a little bit different. However, it's probably one of the most powerful books that you will ever read. The book in length is only about 100 pages. So it's a quick read, but again, what I've often found that it's those quick read books that are actually the most complex, and you have to go back over them. So let's get started. For those of you that have added this book to your library and you have it out, I am on page 31. This is chapter 6, How Riches Come to You. The author says, when I say that you do not have to drive sharp bargains, I do not mean that you do not have to drive any bargains at all or that you are above the necessity for having any dealings with other people. I mean that you will not need to deal with them unfairly. You do not have to get something for nothing. You can give to every person more than you take from him. You cannot give a person more in cash value than you take from him, but you can give him more in use value than the cash value of the thing you take from him. So just to explain what he is saying here is that we have all heard in business that we should give more in value than what a person actually pays for. And this helps to solidify them becoming loyal customers and clients. And this is exactly what he is talking about. The author goes on to say, the paper, ink, and other material in this book may not be worth the money you paid for, but if the ideas in this book bring you thousands of dollars, you have been wronged by those who sold it to you. They have given you a great use value for a small cash value. Let us suppose that I own a picture, which in civilized community is worth thousands of dollars. I take it to Baffin Bay and by salesmanship induce an Eskimo to give a bundle of furs worth $500 for it. I have really wronged him because he has no use for the picture. It has no value to him. It will not add to his life. But suppose I give him a gun worth $50 for his furs, then he has made a good bargain. He has use for the gun. It will get him more furs and much food. It will add to his life in every way. It will make him rich. So again, what the author is saying here is that it's important for you to understand the value of what you are giving your customers and your clients. I have definitely bought some things at high value, and then when I got them, I was very, very disappointed because it did not help me. Such is the case oftentimes with a lot of offerings out there for ebooks and packages and materials and different things that you think are going to help you to grow your business, and so you take a chance and you go ahead and you pay an exorbitant amount. You might pay $1,500. You may pay $500, and then you get it, and you realize that it was never worth the amount of money that you paid for it because you did not get any value out of it. In the meantime, the person who sold it to you got value, right? they were able to get a lot of cash from it. But will you return to that individual for other products and services? Probably not. And so in the long run, you know, with enough people doing that, that person would probably go out of business. So it's important that you understand that everything that you do, you should always offer a higher value than you do in selling it price-wise. Keep that in mind. The author says, when you rise from the competitive to the creative plane, you can scan your business transactions very strictly. If you see that you are selling a person anything which does not add more to his life than the thing he gives you in exchange, you can afford to stop it. You do not have to beat anybody in business. And if you are in a business which does beat people, get out of it at once. He says, give every person more in use value than you take from him in cash value. Then you are adding to the life of the world with every single business transaction. And I totally agree with this, and it's important that we wrap our minds around that, because so oftentimes when we think about getting rich, getting wealthy, generating that six-figure income, it's easy to lose sight of the value that we should be offering our customers and our clients, but we must pay close attention to it because it's actually the secret to wealth. It is when we offer value, when our customers and clients can see that we have gone far beyond and above to help them have a better life or a better business, that's when they're going to come back to us. That's when they're going to want to have and give us repeat business. And that's when they're going to tell other people about what we do. And so we must never forget that. If you find that you're having individuals that are not referring you, they're your clients, and they've maybe used you once, but they've never referred anyone to you, or they're not even opening your emails like they used to, that lets you know that they're not finding value with what you have. And while as women that hurts our feelings because we're very emotional beings, we have to really suck it up and get over that part really fast in order to become the CEO that we need to be. So there you have it. I just read from The Science of Getting Rich, How Riches Come to You. Hopefully you will take that and put it to good use. Now I'm going to move right into prioritizing your daily workflow. You know, as the owner CEO of your company, it's important that you prevent yourself from going right into the labor or manager role right away, okay? You need to make sure that you are not going into those first two roles that I mentioned without first putting on the CEO hat and reviewing the following things. So what I want to give you is some ways to properly prioritize your daily workflow. And, of course, the first thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you are reviewing your goals to be accomplished by Friday. So for the purpose of this training on prioritizing your daily workflow, I am working with a one-week period, okay? And I am assuming that you are starting on a Monday morning and you have goals that must be accomplished by Friday. So, again, the first thing you want to do is review your goals that need to be accomplished by Friday. And this is very, very important. And I often recommend that this is something you really should be doing on, you know, a Sunday evening. You want to review your goals for the week and make sure you know what's coming ahead, right? And then number two, know how many new customers or clients you must have in order to generate revenue. Now, this means that by every Friday, there's a certain amount of money that you want to have made. You want to make sure that you know what that number is. You want to know how many customers or clients is required in order for you to make that amount of money. And this is where CEOs go wrong. Oftentimes in small business, especially if you have a micro business where it's just you and yourself, right? Oftentimes you think that you don't need to really worry about that because it's just you. And this is this is really the first mistake that I think a lot of micro business owners, solo entrepreneurs make, that they don't run their business like a big business. They put themselves in a box and lock themselves in to be a small business, right? And they never get out of that box. Instead, they get tied up in being the labor in the business, and they never get out of the labor or the manager role. So it's so important for you to be in that CEO role every single morning. And I'm recommending to you that you give the first hour of your workday to being the CEO of the business, because you've got to have an overview, a bird's eye view of what's going on in the company. So review your goals that must be accomplished by Friday. And then number two, know how many customers or clients you must have in order to generate the revenue that the revenue goal that you have set, right? Here's number three. Once you've done those first two things, now you have to prioritize the task to support your goals. And for anyone who's new to the show and you're not familiar with the hierarchy that I share of getting things done, it is first you have visions with an S, because you can have more than one vision. It's kind of like a master goal. First, you must have your vision, what it is that you want to experience in your business by a specific time. Number two, for every vision, you must list a set of goals to support that vision, right? And then for every goal, you must list a set of tasks to support accomplishing that goal, for it is the task that you write down to support each goal that help you to implement and complete it, thus, you know, accomplishing the goal, right? Very, very important. So that is the hierarchy, vision, goals. So in number three, in prioritizing your daily workflow, you must first identify all of your tasks that are going to support the goals. Now, anything that is time sensitive should be scheduled early on in the week, preferably on Monday, but no later than Tuesday. So you've got to look in there and see if there's anything time sensitive. And I just want to give you a quick example of what that might be. So let's say that you have an event that you really want to get the registration going for a particular event. And so as a result, you want to have the registration sheet up and going by Friday. Well, in order to do that, that's time sensitive because there are several things that have to be done. You've got to decide on how much you're going to charge. You've got to make sure that you have a web page or a lead page that people are going to go to register. And then you've got to make sure that you have a registration form. And then you have to make sure that you have your merchant account set up, whether it's PayPal, Stripe, or some other type of merchant account so that people can use their credit cards to pay for it. So those are several tasks that have to get done. But you want all this to happen by Friday. And let's say, for example, that you haven't created a lead page or you don't have a registration form. Well, then you've got to make sure that on Monday you identified that to be priority, and that lead page and that registration form are two top priorities that have to get going so people can start registering by Friday and through the weekend. And in order to make that happen, you're going to delegate that out. So, of course, that has to be done, because anything that you delegate out, you're going to have to really, working on a week basis, Monday through Friday, you need to delegate that out on a Monday, no later than a Tuesday morning, right? Now, if you need to delegate a task, you've got to make sure of some important things. You've, number one, got to lay out clear instructions to the person whom you are delegating to, okay? How the task is to be done, the deadline for the task, and then you must schedule a follow-up call to ensure that they are on track for finishing it up. So, for example, if you need someone to design a lead page, then your deadline for that lead page getting done would be Wednesday, no later than Thursday morning, right? Because you've got to have that so that you can put everything in place so that your registration will be smooth and you will have it tested before Friday morning. So all of that has to get done. And so, again, as the CEO of your business, especially if you're working as a solo entrepreneur, which most of our listeners are, you've got to make sure that you are delegating properly. Now, I want to caution and make sure that you guys remember, never abdicate anything. Remember that. And the difference between the two is that delegation is when you give someone a task and a deadline, but you are responsible for following up and following through, right? Abdication is when you give someone a task and that's it. You just give it to them. And it's left up to them when they're going to get it back to you, if ever. It's left up to them with how they're going to be doing it. And then you're just sitting there waiting for them to get it back. And so let's say they don't get it back to you by Wednesday or Thursday, for example. You'll be sitting there saying to yourself, well, this person never got back to me, but it's actually your fault because you abdicated the task and you didn't delegate it. So when you're talking about prioritizing your daily work, this contrast between abdication and delegation is so very important for you to get. You must understand it because I'm finding too many solo entrepreneurs, especially doing a lot of abdication. Sometimes people are so relieved to hand over a task and get it off of their back that they abdicate it and they are relieved, but then it becomes a bigger problem because they never gave any directions, any deadlines, any follow-up. So just keep that in mind. And then the next thing you need to be doing in prioritizing your tasks to support your goals is to ensure that all activities are scheduled in your calendar to support those goals. If you are handling the task, then you need to make sure that you've scheduled enough time to get that task done. And if you have delegated it, then you still have to schedule a time to follow up with that individual. Oftentimes when I give a person a task, I am going to schedule to follow up with them twice. If it's a huge task that has to be broken down or if they're managing a whole component of a goal with multiple tasks to be accomplished, then I will have a meeting with that individual and determine exactly when the deadlines are happening and what type of follow-up needs to take place. And I will have multiple deadline dates, a deadline for getting me the draft of something, and then a final deadline date. And so it's important for you to keep in mind that you're responsible for prioritizing your daily workflow. And a lot of the times why it doesn't work is because you have not put a system in place and you are not prioritizing properly. And that has a lot to do with those three roles that I mentioned earlier that I asked you to take notes on, and that is laborer, manager, entrepreneur, visionary, okay? Here's number four in prioritizing your daily workflow. If you have too many tasks, okay, then what you're going to have to do is break them down. And oftentimes I find that if there are too many tasks, that something should have been broken down better from the goals level. That means that you had a goal that you didn't break down into sub-goals, or maybe you should have divided it and made multiple goals because it was too big to handle. An example of that would probably be creating a website. Creating a website is actually a complex goal, and so it has to be broken down into sub-goals in order to manage it properly. So setting a goal to create a website within 1 week, for example, may not be realistic. It's depending on the amount of content you need, the features you want to have on the site, and so on. However, a possible lead page, which is a one-page website, might be viable. So you have to determine that, and you have to break those goals down. Here's number five. Make sure that you balance the roles that you are playing as the laborer, manager, entrepreneur, visionary. And the only way you're going to do this so that you can have a more efficient workflow is to determine what your work time is going to be. So you really need to have a committed time that you work on your business every single day. And what I find is that when you don't have a consistent work schedule for your business, then you might find yourself not really feeling a part of your business. And I know that might sound funny for some people who are solo entrepreneurs, but it's very true. And so you really need to have a committed work schedule. And then you need to make sure in your work schedule that you are balancing being a laborer, a manager, entrepreneur, visionary, and those percentages of those three roles are going to change frequently depending upon what your business needs from you, okay? If you have a virtual assistant, then that virtual assistant might be doing more of the labor role, and so that leaves you with the manager and the entrepreneur visionary role or that CEO role, one and the same. And then you'll have to divide your time up between those. But if you're playing all three roles, then it's important for you to know how to balance them. And you only can know that by knowing the amount of hours that you'll be working in your business every week. But this I can promise you, if you are not balancing those three roles, if you're not being that entrepreneur visionary every single day, then you're going to have a lot of things that fall through the cracks on you. And this is what I find is happening to a lot of individuals, okay? That role, the entrepreneur visionary role, is needed to ensure that all things are working smoothly within the business, and that includes your workflow. So I certainly hope that this has helped you. And I wanted to give you a couple of online resources that I use. One is Google Docs. Google Calendar, all of the Google Office products. I love it. It helps me to stay organized, and it does help my workflow tremendously. And then I want you to pay attention to Insightly, which is really a very, very good management system for solo entrepreneurs. It is spelled Insightly. Check out Insightly.com. And they have a free, I believe they have a free service that allows you to check it out and play with it and know how it works. But check out Insightly because it truly is very good for the solo entrepreneur. So I'll be giving and bringing you more resources and tools to help you hone in on the power of your workflow for the rest of this month. So that's all I have for today. I hope that you guys have truly enjoyed it. And make sure you mark your calendar for Monday, August 21st at 12 noon for more ways to use the power of your workflow. Have a wonderful and a productive week, everybody. Bye-bye.